What kind of spiritual state does one have to enter to be able to walk across a bed of hot coals 20 yards long and come out unscathed? Throughout the centuries, voodoo rituals have included many mind-bending and body-wrenching elements. So have the multifaceted aspects of Hinduism. Since the 1960s, as the East has moved west, Americans have been introduced to philosophies and practices that have become popularized under the umbrella of New Age. However, as hip and accepted as they may be, many of these beliefs are simply old, occult-laden ceremonies and are the products of centuries of demonic intrusion into the lives of people caught up in the traditions of works-based spirituality inside Eastern religions and witchcraft. Now, aided by charismatic and influential people such as popular author and speaker Anthony Robbins, a whole new generation, not predisposed to think of how or by what spirit such practices are made possible, have bought into the false bill of goods that the end justifies the means. It's been an easy sell for Satan since whole generations have been induced to believe that virtually any and every religious practice is a worthy alternative. The dirty underbelly of Hinduism, voodoo, and witchcraft have been hidden from public view by the teachings of Anthony Robbins, Deepak Chopra, and other purveyors of New Age philosophy. Besides becoming extremely rich from the repackaging of the occult, these and many others all present their ideas as fresh, exciting, and above all, a way to achieve life's goals for anyone who adopts what they sell. This is Eric Barger. And in this edition of Take a Stand Radio, we're going to discuss some of the personalities and practices of the New Age movement and continue to ask the question, New Age truth or old age deception?
It's time to take a stand with Eric Barger. Each week at this time, author, speaker, and noted Christian apologist Eric Barger is here to help you discern the times in the light of God's Word. And now, here's Eric Barger.
Well, greetings again, everybody. As many of you probably know, my life before I became a believer in Jesus Christ way back in 1981 was riddled with New Age ideas. I was a record producer, recording engineer, rock musician, and for nearly 14 years of my life, also a drug addict. And I was a believer in New Age and mystical practices and philosophies. You know, you can read or listen to my testimony at our website, and I know it'll be a blessing and an encouragement to you not to give up praying for anybody. If you're believing for the salvation of a friend or a loved one, if God can save me, He can certainly save them. Through the years, God has greatly used my story to win thousands of people to the Lord Jesus Christ, and what Satan meant for evil, God has used for His glory. Well, before we go on into the material I have prepared for today's broadcast, I want to make certain that we mention a couple of things. First of all, our website. That's ericbarger.com, E-R-I-C-B-A-R-G-E-R, ericbarger.com. And while you're there, make sure you register for our free newsletter. We'd be glad to send you a free information pack and a free CD of one of my messages. All you have to do is request our newsletter, and that free info pack and CD will be on the way. You can go to ericbarger.com and do so, or you can call our phone at 214-289-5244. Well, let's see. This Saturday, today, I'm in Libby, Montana speaking. I'm not actually there right now, obviously, but I'm pre-recording this, and I'm in Libby, Montana speaking. Next week, I'll be over just above Wenatchee, Washington, so I'll be in the Northwest for a little while. Appreciate you praying for us and praying for our ministry and just putting us on any of the prayer lists. We appreciate that people stand with us and remember us because, obviously, when you're dealing with apologetics, it's something that that gets a lot of opposition both in a human way and also in a spiritual manner as well. By the way, while you're at our website, don't forget to check out the radio archives. Of course, you can subscribe to our podcast so each week's programs will come to you. Take a Stand Radio is on each week, and you can also find us on iTunes as well. Well, we're in the second part of our current series dealing with the many facets of the New Age movement. And coming up in future programs, I'm going to include a recent interview I conducted with New York Times bestselling author Stephen Mansfield concerning his book, which deals with the proliferation of the New Age through the most powerful woman in the world. And you don't want to miss that. That'll be coming up here in future weeks. New Age guru Anthony Robbins has been mimicked by the comedian Jim Carrey on Saturday Night Live. He's been spoken of adoringly by the NBC comedy The Office. He's been spoofed by the sitcom cartoon Family Guy. And just as a disclaimer, I want to tell you I don't recommend any of those programs, but the point is that Robbins is popular and successful in what he does. This program won't just be about Anthony Robbins, but I think it's important for us to understand the absolute tremendous popularity that these folks have garnered. Before we get into this week's segment of my live seminar teaching, New Age Truth or Old Age Deception, I want to play a clip from Anthony Robbins from one of his conferences where he leads participants to go into altered states of consciousness, to overcome their fears, and to achieve so by walking across hot coals known as firewalking. Watching several of the videos of Anthony Robbins leading people across hot coals and through beds of fire is reminiscent to many spiritual events I've seen across the world. In fact, in this case, it certainly is a spiritual event. Robbins exhorts the crowd that it's not about firewalking, and then he says to get a hold of your chi state, to bring that chi or ki up to the surface. Robbins popularized this idea in his book Unlimited Power, and in his course and book, Unleash the Power Within. Now check out that title, Unleash the Power Within. This comes from the Taoist or now New Age concept that each person has an inner force or energy to tap into. In a second here, you're going to hear Robbins tell the crowd, and there's thousands of people in attendance, this time it's in Singapore. He says, feel your center, feel your center. That's Western code for, quote, look for the inner power, or as the Hindus call it, the serpent power within. Then Robbins will tell the crowd, make your move. And then he leads them to chant, or really it's more of an incantation, cool mas, cool mas, cool mas, over and again. He says this will make them ignore the burning sensation on the soles of their feet as they think about walking on cool mas instead. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the same practice done in the same way that the Hindu yogis have performed and instructed in for thousands of years. It is aided by demons, and regardless of how Americanized or Western Tony Robbins makes it to be, this doesn't change the fact that these practices and the central focus in his work, that is to get people to pay large sums of money to adopt Eastern philosophies, that's exactly what it's all about. And though it's presented in Western context, it's the Eastern ideas centered around people finding and then utilizing the power within themselves. Boy, that sounds appealing to the postmodern mind, doesn't it? Just think about that. Most people don't realize at the beginning, though, that this is about finding the God force, supposedly, that's in all of us. In the end, it makes men out to be God. Well, let's listen to this clip, and I'll come back and comment on it when it's finished.
Tonight is not about firewalking, but as long as you're here, you might as well do it. So let's do a practice. Feel your center. Feel your center. Make your move. Make your move. Make your move. Eyes up. Squeeze your fists. Feel like you're walking. Go. Kumas. 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 Wipe your feet and celebrate.
Folks, it's Eric Barger once again. You are listening to Take a Stand Radio. We're here every week. You can find us at ericbarger.com for a lot more information. You know, as I was listening to Anthony Robbins just then, and he was leading people in Singapore to walk across hot coals, the guided imagery and the ideas that Robbins uses is very similar to what I reported on about 20 years ago, something that we ran across in Homedale, Idaho. That's not exactly a metropolis, folks. We found it in an elementary school where a teacher was having her kids lay on the floor in a classroom and imagine themselves in a safe place. And then, should a being walk into their thoughts, they were told to accept this being as their, quote, wisdom keeper that would be their guide with them to help them through their lives. Now, in the occult, they call this contact, and the being they're in communication with is called a spirit guide. This is the very same thing, and this is what Robbins is instructing people to do in so many words during these firewalking ceremonies. You cannot walk across hot coals without the aid of demonic powers. It's just that simple. That's exactly what the basis is. Well, now we're going to get into part of my teaching, New Age Truth or Old Age Deception. I'm basically going to pick up where we stopped last week. We'll play part of this as long as we have for the rest of the program. God bless you. I'll be right back in a few minutes. Any system of belief that tells you to look inside of yourself for enlightenment, wisdom, or power
is generically the New Age movement. Now, I want you to look and see how close that is to biblical Christianity. Because at the very millisecond in time when I accepted Jesus Christ and I was born again, God's Spirit came to live inside of me. But I didn't become God in the process. I look to the Spirit of God who lives in me for enlightenment, wisdom, or truth. In the New Age, you become enlightened to realize that you are God. And then you follow the enlightenment, wisdom, or power from that voice within you, as New Agers talk about it. The New Age movement is also an antichrist system, and it is certainly based on unholy information and communication with the spirit realm. We call that necromancy, by the way. The quest and craving for spiritual or inner enlightenment, aside from following the Bible, is what the New Age movement is all about. In short, the New Age is thousands of groups or organizations who have millions and millions of people following, who have abandoned moral absolutes, who desire to create their own reality, and believe they are now or they will become a God or a God force. So how big is this thing? I've said millions. Do you think that's overblown? Dr. Carl Rashecki, professor of religious studies at the University of Denver, said this. He said, I think it, meaning the New Age movement, is as much a political movement as a religious movement, and it's spreading into business management theory and a lot of other areas. If you look at it carefully, you will see it represents a complete rejection of Judeo-Christian and bedrock American values. Rashecki went on to say, it is the most powerful social force in the country today. And I believe he's right. And we can substantiate this with quote after quote after quote from the last 20 or so years. In 1986, New York Times reported in September of that year, representatives of some of the nation's largest corporations, including IBM, AT&T, and General Motors, met in New Mexico to discuss how metaphysics, the occult, and Hindu mysticism might help executives compete in the world marketplace. And again, the reason this is happening is because these executives have figured out that this stuff works. Businessmen, teenagers, single moms, married couples, grandparents, virtually every age and demographic group have become a part of New Age philosophy. So who are some of the leading New Agers out there? Well, you've heard the name Deepak Chopra. He's a writer and a speaker, very New Age in his philosophy. Marianne Williamson, popularized by Oprah. She's written the famous book, Return to Love and the Course in Miracles, which is really from Helen Schuckman's huge three-volume set, The Course in Miracles. And Marianne Williamson has helped to push that onto the American public with Oprah's help, of course. Wayne Dyer, who we see all the time on PBS. Anthony Robbins, the tall fellow who goes into altered states of consciousness as he walks across hot coals so he can teach people how to overcome fear. The mogul, Ted Turner. The radio personality, Roy Masters, who says the Bible can be used for toilet paper. The actor, Shirley MacLaine. The actor, Denzel Washington. And, of course, Linda Evans, who moved to the Northwest for one reason, because she wanted to be closer to her spiritual advisor, who was Jay-Z Knight, and the demonic power of Ramtha, who supposedly was a 35,000-year-old Lemurian warrior that this lady at Yelm, Washington, has trans-channeled for all these years. And there are dozens of movie stars and TV celebrities and many sports stars and people of notoriety who have gotten into this kind of stuff. Moral relativism, like we talked about, is a redefinition of history in the New Age movement. It says, we are redefining in practical terms the immutable ideas of the founding fathers that have guided us from the beginning. Now look at that. This is a quote from a very famous American. We are redefining in practical terms immutable ideas. How do you redefine something that's immutable, which means it can't be changed? It is locked in stone. They're redefining immutable ideas of the founding fathers that have guided us from the beginning. The only way that you can buy into this is if you have a skewed sense of right and wrong and your morality is not anchored to something. That's why Bill Clinton said that at a homosexual fundraising dinner November the 8th of 1997, that we're redefining absolutes. The heart of New Age relativism is to change or simply ignore all historical fact and data that may interfere with the achievement of a goal. In other words, it doesn't matter how the end is achieved as long as it's realized, because again, the end justifies the means. But now we get to where we are today, where now the New Age is being taught to us on television, it's being taught on radio, it's being taught on the internet, it's being taught by the most powerful woman in Hollywood, some believe the most powerful woman on the planet, and her name, of course, is Oprah Winfrey and her new spirituality. It's really Oprah and the New Age spirituality. Oprah, currently the most famous of the New Agers, has completely come out of the closet with Oprah's New Age religion. It's all over YouTube, all over the internet, and we're going to talk about it right here. Oprah has progressively endorsed New Age philosophies for many years. She broadcast the book and the teaching known as The Secret, which is a New Age mix of Egyptian mystery religions, the Kabbalah, Gnosticism, Rosicrucianism, and Hermetic magic. But she was the one who popularized that and brought it out. And they made such a big deal about it. Well, what was the secret and what was it going to be? And you know, you've probably heard some of that. She has her own XM radio channel on XM satellite radio. And in it, she has interviewed people like Esther Hicks. Now, this is a woman who transchannels out-of-body entities that refer to themselves as Abraham. All of the demons that are transchanneled by Esther Hicks, they all call themselves Abraham, though there are all these different entities, according to Esther Hicks, and that's kind of what it sounds like. Now, Oprah is also the main promoter, as I mentioned a while ago, of Marianne Williamson and also The Course in Miracles. Williamson regularly hosts Oprah and Friends on Oprah's XM radio channel. You see a picture on the screen here of Oprah and Friends Radio, Marianne Williamson talking about On a Course on Miracles. Now, this is a trans-channel document that supposedly came to a Columbia professor named Helen Schuchman, and supposedly Jesus spoke to Helen Schuchman. This is a pivotal three-volume New Age teaching, trans-channeled, claiming to be Jesus. It was received by this professor between 1965 and 1972, and as it's called today, The Course, is promoted by Marianne Williamson and Oprah, being the main money behind it. Schuchman claimed the voice identified itself as Jesus and channeled 30 notebooks full of teaching to her. She wrote down some of it as quickly as she could, not to miss any of the thoughts. And this became the main New Age document of our day, A Course in Miracles. At Schuchman's death in 1981, one psychologist who had treated her reported this. He said, "This woman who had written so eloquently that suffering did not exist spent the last 2 years of her life in the blackest psychotic depression I have ever witnessed," end quote. I wonder why. If we follow another voice, another path, and do not have our attention fixed on the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, that will be our end. In particular, if we have walked into the demonic supernatural realm and have given it our attention. Now, Oprah, in early 2008, really did come out of the closet with her New Age thinking when she recommended the famous book called A New Earth. Now, A New Earth is the book by the German mystic and writer Eckhart Tolle. It's not his first book, but it's certainly one that got Oprah's attention, that's for sure. Tolle says his influences were A Course in Miracles. He's also influenced by Sufism, which is a mystical form of Islam. He's influenced by Zen Buddhism. He's influenced by Australian-turned-Hindu mystic Barry Long, whose teaching includes 20 books, mostly detailing how sexual love is a purifier, ridding people of personal human love. Tolle also acknowledges that his teachings are a synthesis of the teaching of Bhagwan Sri Ramana Maharishi, one of the most famous Hindu yogis, and also J. Krishnamurti. Now, Krishnamurti was once declared as the Messiah and was proclaimed to be the incarnation of Maitreya Buddha by Madame Blavatsky and the Theosophical Society. Try saying that real fast. The Theosophical Society. I remember standing before a mirror shaving one time, trying to get that right so I could say it on videotape. The Theosophical Society and Madame Blavatsky, maybe the most prolific of the early New Age writers.
As I've been listening, I also feel I should point out just why the New Age appeals so strongly to mankind today. You know, simply put, it is because of the sweeping deceptions introduced in our society through the affirmation and acceptance of postmodern thought. Along with many other unseemly attributes, postmodernism declares that truth is personal, that it's variable, it's relative, and above all, truth is not absolute or corporate. I believe there are two primary reasons why New Age, pagan, and outright occultic beliefs have become culturally accepted and widespread in our culture today. Number one, the acceptance of humanism on all levels. And number two, the collapse of doctrinally sound, biblically-based Christianity, which has been underway since the intimidation and erosion foisted on the church nearly 200 years ago by the heretics and the so-called German Enlightenment. To illustrate, let me quote Professor Paul Helas again. In an article titled Challenging Secularism's Theory, The Growth of New Age Spiritualities of Life, Paul Helas states that the rise of New Age spirituality is directly related to the widespread loss, at least in Britain, of knowledge of Christian beliefs, opening up the space for spiritualities that until recently were widely regarded as deviant. In other words, the vacuum simultaneously created by the rise of secular humanism and the theological disintegration of Christianity has provided room for exponential growth of New Age ideas and practices. Refuting the claim by secularists that, quote, both religion and alternative spiritualities are in decline, Professor Helas concludes that, quote, a great deal of evidence might show that regular church attendance is falling in many countries, including the U.S., but virtually all indices show that New Age spiritualities of life are growing. Friends, this is what we're facing today. This is exactly what is happening around us. It's what's been going on since the 1960s and even before. But one thing I know for certain, the New Agers are dying to meet Jesus, the real Jesus. They just don't know it. Though New Agers may speak about Jesus and may occasionally try to quote him, they're not talking about the one who's King of Kings and Lord of Lords, who changes lives, and who demands that men come to him if they want salvation for eternity. No, the New Agers are dying to meet Jesus. He's got the answers for them, and he's got the spirituality they're looking for. The problem is they just don't know it. It's time for you and I as real live Christians to tell the world about the King of Kings, the one who has changed our lives, that he would then change theirs. Time is slipping away, but before it does, I want to remind you I'll be back next week with another installment of this series on the New Age movement. You want to get all these, so make sure you subscribe to our iTunes podcast. You can do so by going to our website at ericbarger.com and just clicking the iTunes logo. And now as I close, thank you so much for praying for our ministry and for your support. I want to encourage you to support Take a Stand Radio by ordering a copy of the complete DVD of the material I used on the air today. New Age Truth or Old Age Deception is available at our website bookstore at ericbarger.com or by calling 214-289-5244. The DVD or the audio CD are both loaded with definitions, insight, information, research, and above all, scriptural understanding to help you refute New Age philosophies whenever and wherever you see them. It's my live seminar presentation. It's nearly an hour in length. Also remember, when you order this or other materials from us, you help to keep us on the air and increase our outreach and effectiveness to both those in and outside the church. This ministry is brought to you each week by Take a Stand Ministries, Rowlett, Texas, and it's funded by the free will gifts of our friends and our supporters. This is Eric Barger, and as I enter my 29th year of Taking a Stand, I invite you to join with me. I'll talk to you again next week, so in the meantime, keep taking your stand for the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you so much, and God bless you.
With nearly three decades of experience, Eric Barger and Take a Stand Ministries exists to see the lost saved and the church changed by providing cutting-edge insight on issues facing us today. This is a listener-supported ministry, and your participation is needed. Please consider a gift to help Eric and Take a Stand challenge both the world and the church. Send your gifts and requests for products mentioned on this broadcast to Post Office Box 1485, Rowlett, Texas, 75030. That's Post Office Box 1485, Rowlett, Texas, 75030. Or call us at 214-289-5244. This is John Clemens reminding you to join us right here again next week, encouraging you to take a stand for Jesus Christ each and every day.
Hello, friends. This is Eric Barger. If you believe that bold, cutting-edge programs are important, then I encourage you to help us with Take a Stand Radio. Besides the many ongoing expenses of ministry, the purchase of radio time is a real step of faith for us, and I'm counting on our CSN listeners to help with the cost of presenting this outreach each week. A great way to support Take a Stand is by ordering the materials offered on the broadcast, such as my DVD teaching, New Age Truth or Old Age Deception that we featured today. This video will help warn and educate your family and church, and would serve as a great resource to share with anyone who's embraced New Age philosophies. The complete message is also available on audio CD as well. To order your copy or to contribute to Take a Stand, simply visit ericbarger.com or call 214-289-5244. Thanks for letting us hear from you today.